Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7 o'clock British summer time. Again, another interesting day in here today. Major story today would be that follow through in the dollar. Dollar index is down again today. The euro has broken, has followed through on the upside. Dollar index is currently sitting at 87.78. That's down 0.21. But what it does mean is that that support at 88 has fallen through, and it does look now that this dollar rally is looking over. We could very well see a test of the bottom of the lows, and the lows were just over 80. So that's sort of our the medium term outlook right now. Gold on the back of that has done really very well. It was as high as 439.45 earlier on today, but it's down. It's currently up on the day. It's up 130. So again, follow through on gold. One thing that I missed yesterday was a very, very good dynamic on the HUI, the Gold Bugs Index. That hasn't really followed through today, but that was a powerful dynamic which took us right out of that trading range that we've had for the last 6 or 7 weeks. That's really quite a good signal. So, and definitely a tradable signal. On the other hand, while gold has really pretty much mirrored what the dollar's been doing, the other precious metals have really not been performing quite as well. Palladium today is currently down 3. It's at 193.50. Silver is down half. It's down 5 cents at 7.25, and platinum has been as low as 9.06. That was down 11 on the day, but it's currently sitting at 9.10. That's down 7.5. So platinum probably in the short term got ahead of itself a little bit, and now that we're seeing a little bit of a consolidation. But with this dollar weakness creeping in here, that can't but be bullish for the precious metals. So that's relatively good news there. There was some fairly important news came out today on the natural gas. Reserves didn't go up as much last month as people had anticipated, so there was quite a big surge, and the high of the day was at 868.5. That's really up. That was quite a fantastic dynamic, but it has given quite a lot of that up now. It's currently sitting at 847, which is up 12 on the day. So we are seeing a bit of loss of momentum in this this short-term uptrend, but no real sign yet that it's going to start coming back down. Although, looking at the pattern, I'd be very surprised if we didn't see some sort of correction in natural gas, because it just is that volatile. But hopefully I won't be eating my words, because I've been anticipating that this is where I was going to make quite a bit of my my trading profits. I've had 3 or 4 good trades out of natural gas now, and I'd like to get back into it. As I speak, it's still falling, so it's at 8.44 right now. So, and of course oil, it also surged on that news. I think that they pretty much all did, and oil hit a high of 62.10. It's given up a lot of that now. It's at 61.30. So again, we're seeing these big upside tails on some of these energy commodities, and they are looking a little bit, well, natural gas is looking a little bit overextended, and there's definite loss of momentum on the oil price around these high levels. It wouldn't be at all surprising to see a correction in the oil price as well. And I think David has been saying for the last over a week, I think, that oil was in a corrective phase, and while it has hit new highs, that's still very true, because it really is more of a consolidation to more of a rounding top type thing, really. Then the next big news of the day was the rate cut in the UK. But that's no surprise to anybody. I think people have been anticipating that here for really quite some time now. But the equity markets did take a little bit of fright at it. These, especially the Europeans, which really have been quite strong, but some of them had fairly significant downward moves today. The S&P MIB, the Italian index, was down 1.17% down 395 points. That's verging on a dynamic, but and the DAX was down 1%, down 49 points. The FTSE itself, although it was down, wasn't down nearly as much as the others. It was only down 16. And while the DAX and the MIB, excuse me, did have those rather large downward moves, they're not on the on the kind of size of the dynamic that we would expect as a reversal. So they could just signal a consolidation in this level, and it's really too early to say whether we've seen the tops or not. I suspect that we're going to see a little bit of ranging from here. Just looking then at the US as well today, and the US is relatively weak. The Dow is down 73. It's at 10,624. Very much range bound, tight range there. S&P same story. Pretty much range trading right at the tops there. It's down nearly 8 points at the moment. NASDAQ is down 22. So that's looking like a little bit of a failed break at the top. It had broken out to a new high on the composite index. It's come right back under that 2200 level now. So it'll be interesting to see what it does from here. But if it doesn't start to consolidate, in other words, if it doesn't hold steady tomorrow or go up a little bit tomorrow, that's going to look a little bit more bearish for the Nasdaq. The Nasdaq has been the leader on the upside, so we do have to be very vigilant for any kind of weakness creeping in there. But I think it's too early to panic just yet. I was a bit surprised when I came in this morning and saw the Brazilian index, because that had looked really very good when I was recording the audio last night, and it gave up pretty much all of its gains, and it's down again here today. It's down about 0.5%, 149 points. So that's pretty much taking it right back into that range again, which is a bit disappointing. Brazil, interesting market from the point of view of raw materials and resources, but the governance isn't all that it could be. Then you'll see that that second section graph in the interesting charts portion of comment of the day as well. I wanted to put that in there again today because that's definite follow through on the second section. It's conclusively broken that uptrend, and the Nikkei has definitely taken fright at that 12,000 level and come off a bit. Now, while the Nikkei is still very much within its uptrend, with that second section breaking down like that, it is throwing the chances of the Nikkei breaking through the 12,000 level at this particular point in time into doubt. So it's probably a time to really tighten up the stops, if not close out the position altogether. There was a couple of other interesting moves in Asia today. STI had a key day reversal yesterday. I just had a typo. Just one second, I'm going to pull that up, just have a look at it. And it didn't have much follow through today, but it did have some because it wasn't able to maintain the gains. So that's potentially bearish. Then there was also KLCI, which had that really fantastic upper dynamic 2 days ago, but gave up a lot of it today. So we're seeing a little bit of a consolidation going on there. It's really nothing to worry us yet. Sensex, while it was up 40 today, it is looking a little different. We had those wonderful white candles for nearly, I think it was 8 days in a row, and while it's still going up, it is starting to look a little bit more hairy. So, and that has been very consistent. It is a bit overextended, so it wouldn't be at all surprising to see some sort of consolidation coming in there. And JCI, with the oil price coming down yesterday, it's not surprising that JCI gave up a little bit today. It is a key reversal, although not really a very big one because it closed very close to the open from yesterday, but a key reversal nonetheless. So we might see this might be a signal that it's a potential top, at least a warning shot across the bows. But with oil and natural gas so strong in here today, all depending, of course, on where they close, we might see it go up again tomorrow. There have been other small key reversals across the international markets, which have been shrugged off in the last week. So it might happen with the JCI, but we shall see. Then just Another quick word on bonds, and the U.S. Treasuries have they're down a little bit today. They had been up earlier in the session. They're down 11 at 114.26, excuse me. But they've lost their, well, they had been range trading. They've broken down from that range. They're still very much on the bottom side of that range and looking starting to look like they're trending on the downside. JGBs have broken even more conclusively down from their range, and they found a little bit of tentative support at 139, but I'd be surprised if they get held up at that level. They really have sort of accelerated down from that range, which is not really unexpected. Gilts, on the other hand, have been really relatively steady. They came back to a little bit of support at 112, and they've rallied a bit from there. They're at 112 and a half right now, so they might be helped by the well, they wouldn't be helped by lower interest rates, and bunds as well. They look like they're steadying up a little bit. I am keeping an eye on bunds. I am a bit leery of going into the excuse me, turn off my mobile phone. I am a bit leery of going into the fixed income markets because, well, I haven't made money in them in a fair amount of time, and I think that there are better opportunities out there. But other than that, I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about today. If there's anything at all I can help you out with, or any way we can improve the service for you, please don't hesitate to contact me. And thank you for your time.